This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy. He's a member of the House Education and Labor Committee, which is one of three House committees and one of five total congressional committees to take up health care legislation. We want to get his insights on a new aspect of the cost of health care reform legislation from the Democratic perspective, specifically what it would cost the states. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Greg, good to be here.
Well, a lot of Democrats, especially on the Senate side, are in a very good mood today because the Congressional Budget Office scored the Max Baucus Senate Finance Committee bill as being deficit neutral and even a little bit deficit friendly. But in terms of the ultimate picking up the tab here, you've done some research which shows that it's going to be the states who are already financially strapped that are going to be footing the bill here. Explain.
What the bill does is it offloads some of the cost to states. It's going to mandate that states pay to support the federal government's intent to give everybody insurance. Now, that sounds, oh, that's wonderful, we're all in this together sort of thing. The problem is states are already going bankrupt from their Medicaid cost. So states that are going bankrupt, we're about to add hundreds of millions of additional cost to budgets, which inevitably will either cut education, roads, infrastructure, and or raise taxes. It just doesn't work very well.
And in terms of the federal government, are they about to kick in some more to the state Medicaid funds, or are they asking states to pretty much pick up this tab on their own?
The federal government will pick up a large portion of the cost, but the price tag overall is so large, it's still going to do things. For example, the Democratic governor of Tennessee said that Tennessee will face $1 billion in extra Medicaid costs for the first 5 years. He says, I have no idea how we're going to afford this. It's total about $33 billion in unfunded Medicaid mandates. California, Schwarzenegger says it's going to cost his state $8 billion in additional costs. It's remarkable.
And so, as you mentioned, this is definitely cutting across party lines, not only the Democratic governor of Tennessee, but you have Democrats in places like Ohio, New Hampshire, and in other states around the country that say, we just can't afford this right now. So what would happen then?
What will happen then is if they persist in pushing this through, the states will be forced to pay for it. And that means that state budget battles will go on throughout the nation, raising taxes or cutting services for other programs, for example, higher education.
We're talking with Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy. And Congressman, it's already a serious issue around the country that even though the Medicaid program is in place, a lot of times doctors won't necessarily take those patients because the reimbursement rate from the state or the federal government just isn't enough to cover their time or the procedure that they're helping their patients with. Talk to that, if you can, both as a lawmaker and as a physician, and what ultimately that will mean.
Greg, good point. The Washington Post pointed out that in some states, Medicaid only pays physicians 40% of their cost. Now, in the Senate bill, which of course has this great score, Senator Grassley offered an amendment that said, listen, we would at least have to pay physicians their cost if we're going to do this big Medicaid expansion. That amendment was rejected. So not only are they passing the cost off onto states, they have this fiction that they can pay providers 40% of their cost and actually get patients in to see them. Doctors can't see patients that they lose money on, they go out of business.
What would the Democratic legislation do? Would it simply just persist the system, only with more people not being able to get in to see a doctor? Or would they mandate that physicians see these patients even though they're costing them money?
In fairness, they are not mandating that that physicians would see patients. However, make no mistake about it, the program will not improve overall. Again, Senator Grassley was quoted in the Washington Post saying basically that this will not improve Medicaid. It merely expands Medicaid. It's a program which is broken and making states go broke. It's not going to help us overall.
So what's the response to you and others pointing this out, that all you're doing is putting a heavier financial burden on the states, and in all likelihood, it's not going to improve medical care for those already on Medicaid or those who would be put on it?
You know, the point we're trying to make right now is that it won't lower cost, and that right now the bill is hiding behind accounting gimmicks. I've been disappointed because the press is saying, oh, look at this, we finally got a bill that comes in under cost, but it doesn't lower cost. So I'm hoping, Greg, that the people listening to your program will contact their state legislators, their government, register their concern, and then pass that on up to Washington, D.C.
Congressman, you mentioned $33 billion. Is that over the 10-year span, or is that over a shorter period of time?
That's over about a five-year span, and so the costs will continue to grow after that. The Congressional Budget Office said the rate of inflation of this bill is 8% per year. Well, that more than doubles cost in 10 years. So if the president has been saying the problem with the status quo is that cost will double, according to CBO, under this bill, cost will more than double in 10 years.
Now, here in Washington, given the estimate of health care, the price tag for the stimulus package, the price tag for some other spending pieces of legislation, the omnibus bill several months ago, for example, $33 billion over 5 years doesn't seem like a lot. But if you translate that down to the state level, you already mentioned about taxes having to be raised or services being cut. $1 billion in Tennessee over 5 years and other numbers facing other states. In terms of the additional responsibility they're going to incur here, how huge of a hit is this?
It is dramatic. Again, when Arnold Schwarzenegger, as big as their state is, says it will be an $8 billion hit, that's big for California. In Louisiana, a much smaller state, it would add about $640 million over 5 years. Now, to put that in perspective, over the next 2 years, we project a $1.8 billion shortfall in Louisiana, and then we're going to add on top of that in the out years $640 million more. For a small state like Louisiana, it's just going to be crushing for other services.
Congressman, what do you hear from the Democrats on this? Are they starting to coalesce around this idea, or is there still a lot of friction on the left side of the aisle?
Right now, there's a big pushback in the Democratic conference on different aspects of the bill. For example, they're pushing back on the cost. My concern is that this will be sold to them, this baucus bill will be sold to them as a low-cost alternative. But there's people on the Democratic side that understand the implications of this. Secretary Sebelius came and spoke to Republican congressmen yesterday. I was there, congresswomen as well. And she admitted that this could be potentially very costly for states and that she would work to address this and hopefully eliminate the expense to states. So Sebelius, who's a former governor, is sympathetic for the states. Hopefully that sympathy will filter down to the Democratic congressmen and congresswomen.
We're talking with Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy. And Congressman, as I mentioned before, you're not just a congressman. You've been a doctor for many, many years here, so you've seen the system from all sorts of different angles. What do you believe is the most effective way to reduce costs without compromising access or care?
You know, the frustrating thing about this, Greg, is that we know what that is. And that is by putting patients in the middle of the process. And one thing you can do is something called a health savings account, for example, where a portion of the money that would ordinarily go to a premium instead is put into a bank account. And if the patient doesn't use it, at the end of the year, they keep that money, unlike a premium in which at the end of the year, if they don't use it, they've gotten no benefit and it's gone. But they keep that money, and every year they can grow it. And as they do that, they make wise decisions that benefit both their health and their pocketbook. 30% of people who have health savings accounts were previously uninsured, and that's because these policies are cheaper than traditional insurance. We know it works, but it's a free market solution, and I don't think the Democratic majority is in favor of the free market versus bigger government.
Congressman, last question before we let you go. We've heard different rumblings about how exactly the Democrats would try to push forward their legislation. One of the things we've heard is that they would take up the unrelated AIG bonus tax penalty, strip it clean, put in whatever version of this health care bill comes out of the Senate, and then give it just to the House as an up or down vote. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you fearing?
Well, I think the question will come down, Greg, has the Democratic Congress learned the lessons of August? When folks came out at the Tea Parties and others, the town forums, and said, we don't want bigger government, we don't want higher taxes, we want a patient-empowered, patient-centered approach. Now, the message is empower patients, not government. What we're seeing is empower government. And so I'm not sure what will go down, but what will go down will be influenced, hopefully, by the fact that in August, the American people made it clear what they want.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up, sir. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Absolutely. Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy is also a member of the House Education and Labor Committee. He's been a practicing physician for at least a couple of decades. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.